This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana wildlife managers are reducing the number of white-tailed deer that hunters can kill in north-central Montana in response to recent reports of significant numbers of dead deer concentrated near water. Within the past month, a number of deer, mostly white-tailed deer, have succumbed to blue tongue virus or epizootic hemorrhagic disease, also known as EHD, viral diseases that are most prevalent along waterways. Although the distribution of these viruses is spotty, it can be locally significant to ungulate populations in some regions, according to the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Blue tongue and EHD are slightly different viruses, but both develop rapidly and result in internal bleeding in infected animals. Symptoms can include lethargy, poor appetite, drooling, dehydration, and swelling of the tongue, head, or neck. Animals infected with either disease will sometimes hang their heads and seek water sources to alleviate dehydration and fever. It's not uncommon for animals to die within 2 weeks of becoming infected, according to FWP Game Management Division Chief Brian Wakeling, although animals can die a day or two after contracting an acute case. Blue tongue and EHD are spread by midges, also called sand gnats, sand flies, or no-see-ums, that breed in damp, muddy areas. Globally, blue tongue and EHD have been detected in white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, moose, bighorn sheep, mountain goats, pronghorn, cattle, and domestic sheep. Midge populations tend to peak in late summer and early fall. Reports of deaths associated with the viruses typically decline a week or two after a deep midge-killing freeze, but prolonged unseasonably warm weather this fall has contributed to the spread of the viruses. Humans are not susceptible to the disease, though they are advised not to eat the meat of an animal if blue tongue or EHD is suspected. FWP also directs people not to feed potentially infected animal meat to their pets. FWP biologists and members of the Fish and Wildlife Commission reported localized outbreaks along the Milk, Lower Yellowstone, and Lower Clark Fork rivers. FWP typically sees some measure of blue tongue and EHD every year, but it tends to be patchy. Region 6, which spans from north-central Montana to the northeast corner of the state, has been hit hardest by the viruses this year. Fish and Wildlife Commission Chair Leslie Robinson of Dotson said she'd spoken with one landowner in Region 6 who had personally counted 60 dead deer on his property. Another told her that he's reluctant to go outside because of the smell of all the deer that are dead. Robinson said, "I know we've had this before, but it's very bad in Region 6. Very few live deer are being spotted in areas where this is happening. The areas that are being affected along the Milk River mainly are extreme this year." White-tailed deer have been hit harder than mule deer or antelope. 49 tissue samples from dead deer are at the state's wildlife lab in Bozeman for testing. Of 21 samples analyzed, 14 tested positive for one or both viruses. There is a possibility that some of the negative detections could be false negatives due to the decomposed nature of the samples. At the recommendation of FWP wildlife biologists, the commission unanimously voted last Thursday to reduce the number of white-tailed deer tags that Region 6 hunters can purchase. As of October 10th, hunters are allowed to purchase just one B license to hunt white-tailed deer in Region 6. A B license allows a hunter to harvest additional doe deer. The department is also capping the maximum number of regional white-tailed B licenses that can be issued at 2,000. Previously, a hunter with the right collection of tags was authorized to kill up to 4 white-tailed does in Region 6. Outside of instituting emergency closures in some districts, the commission's ability to avoid an overharvest of deer in response to the disease outbreak is somewhat limited by the fact that many hunters already have their tags in hand. FWP will disseminate a map indicating where blue tongue or EHD have occurred to encourage hunters to focus their efforts on other hunting areas of the state. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.